Let's take Bogota, a poor Latino surrounded by runaway gun violence and drug trafficking, a reputation not unlike that of the South Bronx. However, this city was blessed in the late 1990s with a highly influential mayor named Enrique Peñalosa. He looked at the demographics. Few Bogotanos own cars, yet a huge portion of the city's resources was dedicated to serving them. If you're mayor, you can do something about that. His administration narrowed key municipal thoroughfares from 5 lanes to 3, outlawed parking on those streets, expanded pedestrian walkways and bike lanes, created public plazas, created one of the most efficient bus mass transit systems in the entire world. For his brilliant efforts, he was nearly impeached. But as people began to see that they were being put first on issues reflecting their day-to-day lives, incredible things happened. People stopped littering. Crime rates dropped because the streets were alive with people. His administration attacked several typical urban problems at one time and on a third world budget at that. We have no excuse in this country. I'm sorry. But the bottom line is their people first agenda was not meant to penalize those who could actually afford cars, but rather to provide opportunities for all Bogotanos to participate in the city's resurgence. That development should not come at the expense of the majority of the population. It's still considered a radical idea here in the U.S., but Bogota's example has the power to change that. You, however, are blessed with the gift of influence. That's why you're here and why you value the information we exchange. Use your influence in support of comprehensive, sustainable change everywhere. This is a nationwide policy agenda I'm trying to build, and as you all know, politics are personal. Help me make green the new black. Help me make sustainability sexy. Make it a part of your dinner and cocktail conversations. Help me fight for environmental and economic justice. Support investments with a triple bottom line return. Help me democratize sustainability by bringing everyone to the table and insisting that comprehensive planning can be addressed everywhere. Oh, good. Glad I have a little more time. Listen, when I spoke to Mr. Gore the other day after breakfast, I asked him how environmental justice activists were going to be included in this new marketing strategy. His response was a grant program. I don't think he understood that I wasn't asking for funding. I was making him an offer. What troubled me was that this top-down approach is still around. Now, don't get me wrong, we need money. But grassroots groups are needed at the table during the decision-making process. Of the 90% of the energy that Mr. Gore reminded us that we waste every day, don't add wasting our energy, intelligence, and hard-earned experience to that count. I have come from so far to meet you like this. Please don't waste me. By working together, we can become one of those small, rapidly growing groups of individuals who actually have the audacity and courage to believe that we actually can change the world. We might have come to this conference from very, very different stages in life, but believe me, we all share one incredibly powerful thing. We have nothing to lose and everything to gain.